Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into super forecasting, a groundbreaking work that unveils the art and science of prediction. Published in 2015 and stemming from extensive research and a large-scale government-funded forecasting tournament, this book reveals the strategies to enhance the accuracy of forecasts across various fields, including the stock market, political changes, and everyday life scenarios. Philip E. Tetlock, a distinguished Annenberg University professor at the University of Pennsylvania, brings his expertise in political science and psychology to the fore as a leading figure behind the Good Judgment Project. With more than 200 articles published in peer-reviewed journals, Tetlock's proficiency in forecasting is unparalleled. Co-author Dan Gardner, a celebrated journalist, author, and lecturer, brings additional insight to the discussion. Known for his influential works such as Risk, The Science and Politics of Fear, and Future Babel, Gardner has shared his knowledge on risk and prediction in lectures across the globe, including for prestigious organizations like Google and Siemens. Super forecasting is an essential read for those intrigued by the mechanisms of forecasting, critical thinkers aiming to hone their analytical skills, and business professionals seeking to refine their prediction capabilities. Join us as we unfold the principles that can transform average forecasters into super forecasters, thereby empowering decisions in both professional and personal arenas. Whether you're a seasoned executive, a policymaker, or just someone keen on improving your foresight, super forecasting promises to equip you with the tools you need to see the future more clearly. Super forecasting, the art and science of prediction. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to masterful predictions. In every corner of our lives, from the unpredictable swings of the stock market to the anticipation of next weekend's sports results, our quest for foreseeing the future is unending. Whether it's the weather or the next big tech innovation, we're constantly making predictions, wishing, hoping, and sometimes even expecting our forecasts to hit the mark accurately. And when they don't, frustration sets in, leading us to question, is there a way to sharpen these predictions, to make them not just good, but great? The answer is a resounding yes. Welcome to the world of super forecasting, a realm where predictions are not static but dynamic, where they adapt and morph with every new piece of incoming information, analyzed meticulously for continuous improvement long after the predictions have passed their expiry date. This journey into the intricate craft of super forecasting will reveal insights into how predictions can transcend their current limits, transforming from mere educated guesses into precise, data-driven forecasts. Through this exploration, discover the audacious prediction made by the former CEO of Microsoft regarding the iPhone's market share. Unravel the mystery of how a savvy forecaster was able to predict the results of Yasser Arafat's autopsy, and understand why the collective intelligence of forecasting groups far surpasses the foresight of lone forecasters. Each of these accounts is not just a story, but a lesson in the monumental power of super forecasting, demonstrating that with the right techniques, clarity of thought, and an openness to continuously refine our forecasts in the light of new evidence, the art of prediction can be honed to a degree of accuracy previously thought unattainable. Let's embark on this fascinating journey together, unlocking the secrets to making predictions that don't just anticipate the future, but do so with astonishing precision. Part 1. Embracing the imperfect art of forecasting. Every day, we engage in the subtle art of forecasting, whether it's pondering over our next career leap or deciding where to invest our hard-earned money. Essentially, these forecasts are windows into our expectations for what tomorrow might bring. However, forecasting is an inherently flawed science. its precision frequently thwarted by the unpredictability of minor incidents blossoming into major outcomes. Take a moment to think about the intricacies of the world we inhabit, a place where the actions of a single individual can trigger waves of unforeseen change. The Arab Spring offers a poignant illustration. A single act of desperation by Mohamed Bouazizi, a Tunisian street vendor, sparked a revolution that would sweep across an entire region. His profound personal despair, manifesting through a tragic self-immolation, became the catalyst for a series of events far beyond the scope of any forecast. This phenomenon, where small causes can have massive effects, is encapsulated in chaos theory, sometimes whimsically referred to as the butterfly effect. Edward Lorenz, an American meteorologist, brought this concept to the fore, suggesting that in complex systems like our planet's atmosphere, the smallest variances can set off a chain reaction of significant consequences. The imagery is vivid: a butterfly fluttering its wings in Brazil, potentially stirring up a tornado in Texas, illustrating the interconnectedness and sensitivity of our world. But the limitations of forecasting, rather than discouraging its practice, should inspire a refinement of the craft. Consider meteorology, Lorenz's own field, where short-term forecasts have achieved remarkable reliability. This success owes much to a culture of reflection and continuous improvement, where forecasts are systematically compared against actual outcomes to sharpen the accuracy of future predictions. The challenge lies in the fact that this meticulous approach to evaluating forecasts and learning from them is not universally applied across other domains. To transcend these barriers and enhance our forecasting capabilities, we must commit to a rigorous, ongoing process of measurement and verification. We must compare our anticipated visions of the future with the reality that unfolds, and in doing so, refine our ability to foresee with greater clarity and precision. This commitment to accuracy is not just a practice but a mindset, one that acknowledges the limitations of forecasting while striving tirelessly to overcome them. Part 2, the precision principle in forecasting. Say what you mean what you say. Forecasting appears straightforward on the surface. Gather predictions, assess their accuracy, crunch the numbers, and there you have it. Yet, achieving true accuracy in forecasting is anything but simple. To truly gauge a forecast's correctness, one must first dissect the precise meaning of the initial prediction. Cast your mind back to 2007, when Steve Ballmer, then CEO of Microsoft, made headlines with a bold statement about the iPhone's future. Amidst widespread jeers and incredulity, given Apple's burgeoning stature, Ballmer's prediction seemed outrageously off base. Many quickly pointed out how, in time, Apple came to command an impressive 42% of the U.S. smartphone market, seemingly rendering Ballmer's forecast laughable. However, a closer examination reveals the substance of Ballmer's actual claim. He conceded that the iPhone could indeed become a financial success, but argued it would fail to secure a significant portion of the global cell phone market share, anticipating it would hover between 2 to 3%. Contrary to the sweeping dismissals, Ballmer's projection wasn't far from the mark. By the third quarter of 2013, as per Gartner IT data, the iPhone's slice of the global mobile phone sales pie was about 6%, exceeding Ballmer's estimate, but not drastically so. Meanwhile, Microsoft's software enjoyed widespread adoption across the global cell phone market. This brings us to a crucial lesson in forecasting: the importance of precision and clarity over vagueness. Phrases like could, might, and likely might populate many forecasts, yet these terms are ripe for misinterpretation, as different people might infer different degrees of probability from them. Instead, forecasters are urged to speak in numbers, grounding their predictions in percentages to convey chance as close to accurately as possible. Consider the grave implications of vague forecasting in the context of American intelligence agencies, the NSA and CIA, when they asserted Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. This assertion, which was proven wrong, led to a catastrophic invasion of Iraq. Had these agencies quantified their certainty, presenting it as, say, a 60% likelihood, it would implicitly acknowledge a substantial 40% chance of being incorrect, casting a shadow of doubt on the rationale for war. The lesson here is clear. In the realm of forecasting, precision is paramount. By adopting a quantifiable approach to predictions, forecasters not only enhance the clarity and utility of their forecasts, but also foster a more nuanced understanding of the probabilities at play, turning the art of forecasting into a more exact science. Part 3, Scorekeeping, the game changer in enhancing forecast accuracy. Imagine embarking on a mission to drastically reduce the occurrence of colossal forecasting misjudgments, akin to the infamous misreading of weapons of mass destruction. A mission where the ultimate goal is crystal clear: boost the precision of our predictive powers. The pathway to achieving such a monumental leap in forecasting accuracy? It lies in the practice of meticulous scorekeeping. Enter the Good Judgment Project, an initiative spearheaded by the author's research team and backed by government endorsement. This project saw the assembly of a vast cohort of volunteers, over 1,000 strong, who dove headfirst into the task of answering a staggering array of more than 1 million questions throughout a span of 4 years. This venture was underpinned by a singular objective: to refine the sharpness of prediction accuracy through the disciplined application of scoring. Participants were confronted with a variety of speculative queries, from the potential political exile of Tunisia's president to the fluctuating fortunes of the euro against the dollar in the coming year. Each prognostication was carefully scrutinized, assigned a probability score by the forecaster, then tweaked in light of unfolding news stories. As the predetermined time frame for each prediction expired, the forecast precision was quantified using a Bayer score, an evaluation metric that assigns numerical scores based on the accuracy of forecasts. Named after Glenn W. Bayer, this scoring method serves as the gold standard for assessing the preciseness of predictions. The essence of the Bayer score is in its simplicity. The closer to zero, the more spot on the forecast, with a perfect prediction bagging a score of absolute zero. Conversely, a score of 0.5 signifies the accuracy expected from random guessing, and at the other end of the spectrum, a completely errant forecast would incur a score of 2.0. However, interpreting a Bayer score isn't as straightforward as it might appear. The context of the question posed matters immensely. Consider a score of 0.2. At face value, this might seem impressive. Yet, without understanding the nuances of what's being forecasted, one might overlook the score's real significance. To illustrate, let's delve into weather forecasting. Picture the predictably scorching and sunny climate of Phoenix, Arizona. Here, a forecaster's perennial prediction of heat and sunshine would easily earn a Bayer score of zero, surpassing the seemingly commendable 0.2. However, if a meteorologist achieved a 0.2 score while navigating the notoriously fickle weather of Springfield, Missouri, such a feat would not just be impressive, it would catapult them to meteorological stardom. Thus, the art and science of accurate forecasting are indelibly linked with the disciplined practice of scorekeeping, a practice that not only quantifies the precision of predictions, but also elevates the pursuit of forecasting from an educated guesswork to a domain of refined expertise. Part 4, The Art of Breaking It Down, How Super Forecasters Tackle the Complex. Are super forecasters born with a unique intellectual edge or privy to classified information that the rest of us don't have access to? Not quite. The secret to their uncannily accurate predictions lies not in what they know, but in how they think. Super forecasters approach daunting questions by dissecting them into manageable sub-questions, applying a method of analysis known as Fermi-style thinking. This technique draws its name from Enrico Fermi, the legendary physicist whose contributions were pivotal to the development of the atomic bomb. Fermi had a knack for making startlingly accurate estimations, such as quantifying the number of piano tuners in Chicago. With very little information, this process begins with segregating the knowable aspects of a problem from those shrouded in uncertainty, the critical first stride taken by any superforecaster. Take the mysterious death of Yasser Arafat, the iconic leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, for example. In the wake of his death, there were rampant speculations of poisoning, which gained further traction in 2012 when researchers identified alarmingly high levels of polonium-210 on his belongings. This discovery eventually led to the exhumation of Arafat's body for a thorough investigation in France and Switzerland. Participants of the Good Judgment Project, including forecasters, were posed with the question, will elevated levels of polonium be found in Yasser Arafat's remains? Bill Flack, a volunteer forecaster from the project, embraced the Fermi-style approach to tackle this intricate issue. He first acknowledged the rapid decay of polonium, which suggested that, given Arafat's death in 2004, detecting polonium might be challenging. Delving deeper, Flack uncovered that despite the fast decay, the presence of polonium could still be identifiable in the remains. He further weighed potential motives, considering both Palestinian adversaries who might wish to eliminate Arafat and the possibility of forensic tampering aimed at implicating Israel, estimating a 60% probability that elevated polonium levels would be detected in Arafat's body. Flack exemplified the essence of exceptional forecasting, laying the foundational understanding before building on it with informed assumptions. This method of breaking down problems into simpler, more tangible units for analysis, a hallmark of the superforecaster's toolkit, demonstrates that when faced with complexity, the best answers come from understanding the sum of its parts. Part 5: Mastering Forecasts with a Two-Pronged Approach, the Outsider Before the Insider. In the intricate dance of forecasting, the allure of details can often lead us astray, tempting us to make snap judgments without fully appreciating the uniqueness of every scenario. The antidote? Embracing the outside view as the first step in your analytical journey. By doing so, you align your initial assessment with the base rate, establishing a solid grounding before diving into the nitty-gritty. But what exactly is this base rate, and how does it enhance our forecasting abilities? Imagine, if you will, a typical Italian family residing in the U.S., with a modest income derived from the father's bookkeeping job and the mother's part-time role at a daycare. Their household includes their child and the grandmother. Now, tasked with estimating the likelihood of this family owning a pet, one might be tempted to focus immediately on the specificities of their circumstances. But this is not the path of the superforecaster. Instead, a superforecaster would kickstart their analysis with an external perspective, seeking out the broader base rate of pet ownership among American households. A quick search could reveal that, on average, 62% of American households include a pet. This figure, gleaned from the outside view, sets your initial benchmark. Now, with this anchor in place, it's time to pivot toward the inside view, incorporating details specific to the situation to fine-tune your prediction. Returning to the case of the Italian-American household, having ascertained the 62% baseline, further inquiry into pet ownership trends among Italian families in the U.S. could provide the insights needed to adjust your estimate up or down based on relevant factors. The principle underpinning the outside view is known as anchoring. It serves as your statistical keel, keeping your forecasts moored to a reliable initial estimate before any situation-specific adjustments are made. By contrast, plunging into the particulars without this anchor runs the risk of drifting into speculative waters, far removed from any objective baseline. In essence, incorporating both the outside and inside views offers a balanced framework for forecasting, ensuring that predictions are not only rooted in broader statistical realities, but also sensitively adjusted to reflect the distinctiveness of every scenario. This two-step approach empowers forecasters to navigate the complexities of prediction with greater accuracy and confidence, adeptly avoiding the pitfalls of over-reliance on either too broad or overly minute information. Part 6. The Dynamic Art of Forecasting: Why Staying Alert and Agile Matters. In the nuanced realm of superforecasting, initiating a prediction with thorough analysis and calculated figures is just the beginning. True mastery in forecasting doesn't lie in making an initial guess and clinging to it come what may. It's about staying vigilant, ready to adapt your forecasts with every new shred of evidence that comes to light. Take the case of Bill Flack, for example. After assessing there was a 60% likelihood of detecting polonium in Yasser Arafat's remains, Flack didn't just sit back and wait for the outcome. He remained actively engaged, continuously refining his prediction in light of evolving developments. Case in point. When a Swiss research team announced uncanny delays in their findings, hinting at the need for additional tests, Flack, armed with his prior research, interpreted this as a strong indicator that polonium had indeed been found. This led him to adjust his forecast probability to 65%. His agility in response to new information ultimately paid off, with the Swiss team's findings aligning closely with his predictions, earning him a commendable Brier score of 0.36 in a particularly challenging scenario. However, the road of continuous updating is fraught with potential pitfalls. New information isn't always a beacon of clarity. It can sometimes lead forecasts astray. Consider the challenge faced by superforecaster Doug Lorch, who evaluated the likelihood of a decrease in Arctic sea ice on September 15, 2014, compared to the previous year. Initially estimating a 55% chance, Lorch stumbled upon a month-old report, which swayed him to significantly revise his prediction to a confident 95%. This substantial pivot, unfortunately, missed the mark when the actual observations revealed an increase in Arctic ice, a fact more in line with his original, less drastic forecast. The essence of adept updating and forecasting, then, lies in the delicate balance between being open to reinterpretation and maintaining discernment over the reliability of new data. It's about sharpening your ability to sift through the influx of information, distinguishing between what genuinely warrants a forecast adjustment and what should be dismissed as noise. Thus, successful forecasting isn't a matter of setting and forgetting. It requires an ongoing commitment to vigilance, an openness to shifting your stance, and a keen sense of when to hold firm and when to recalibrate. This dynamic approach ensures not just an adherence to accuracy, but an embrace of the fluid, continually evolving nature of prediction itself. Part 7. Team Power in Forecasting: Navigating Beyond Groupthink. The concept of working in teams is almost as old as time, boasting the potential to harness the collective intelligence and diverse perspectives of its members. Yet, when it comes to the precise science of forecasting, could teamwork be more of a hindrance than a help? The specter of groupthink, identified by psychologist Irving Janis, looms large, suggesting that the cozy camaraderie of small groups might actually stifle critical thought, with members opting for consensus over confrontation to maintain harmony. Yet, the essence of true forecasting strength lies not in conformity, but in the richness of independent thought and analysis. Recognizing this, the innovative minds behind the Good Judgment Project embarked on an exploration to determine whether teamwork could indeed enhance forecasting accuracy without falling prey to the pitfalls of groupthink. By crafting online spaces for collaborative forecasting, the project assigned forecasters to various groups, fostering an environment where dialogue and exchange were encouraged, albeit with a watchful eye on the dynamics of groupthink. This experiment yielded enlightening results. Groups, on average, outperformed individuals by a margin of 23% in accuracy, a testament to the collective wisdom embedded within well-functioning teams. The plot thickened in the second year when groups composed solely of superforecasters entered the stage. raising the bar for predictive accuracy significantly. Yet this success was not without its challenges. Elaine Rich, a distinguished superforecaster herself, observed a tendency towards excessive politeness within the groups, dampening the vital sparks of critical discourse and debate. In response, the groups doubled down on efforts to cultivate a culture where constructive criticism wasn't just tolerated, but welcomed. An additional strategy to enhance the efficacy of team-based forecasting emerged in the form of precision questioning. This technique, which traces its roots back to the Socratic method of inquiry, involves delving deep into the intricacies of an argument by probing definitions and assumptions. This approach not only clarifies the basis of differing viewpoints, but also lays bare the thought processes underpinning conclusions, thereby facilitating a more thorough and critical examination of the forecasts at hand. In essence, the journey of leveraging team dynamics in forecasting underscores the delicate balance between fostering unity and encouraging rigorous scrutiny. By sidestepping the snares of groupthink through open critical dialogue and precision questioning, teams can unlock a level of predictive accuracy that transcends the sum of their parts, embodying the true spirit of collaborative wisdom in the realm of forecasting. Final summary. Superforecasting transcends the realm of high-tech algorithms and the intellects of the few. Instead, it emerges as a skill within reach for many, grounded in a methodical approach that anyone can master with dedication. At its core, superforecasting demands a commitment to relentless evidence collection, meticulous scorekeeping, and an unwavering willingness to revise predictions in light of new data. This disciplined path not only sharpens one's forecasting abilities, but also cultivates a mindset of constant learning and adaptation. Through understanding the nuances of precision, the dynamics of teamwork, and the balance between confidence and openness to change, the art of superforecasting stands as a testament to the potential of informed, thoughtful prediction in navigating the uncertainties of the future. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery, as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.